You're now witnessing what our practices sound like.
Yes, I like this part. We're together now.
The devil is a-running from the children of the Lord. He's running for cover today. He knows that his time is running out because the children are starting to pray. And the Lord's been listening to his people cry. He hears their every word. He knows them so well. He started to answer before their voices are heard. wants to fly away. Aren't getting through. The Lord is coming, he's gonna call it quits. With this world gonna start brand new. So he's asked us to stand up against the foe. He says we just turn and run away. So therefore stand, the Lord is near, and he's coming, gonna have his way. He's coming in the thunder.
To the tapes.
Problem is, a lot of these people already bought tapes.
Oh.
Be the holy wind is still blowing through the fallen. But the holy wind did rise again. His force rolled the stone away, and he appeared alive again. And he lives this day. Holy wind, blow on me. Give me the mind that I might. I can hear the distant thunder, and it brings to my mind the urge to run for shelter and find a place to hide. But I'll stand here in the open, and I'll they see their lives flash by. For no one knows the hour, no one knows the day. But when you see the lightning, you'll know he's on the way. For as it shines from east to west, so coming be. The Son of Man in glory, all men shall come to see. I stand here in the middle of a world in such pain. It's like a puzzle torn to pieces, the border's been thrown away. And listen to the thunder, and let him soak you through and through. He will cleanse your every stain. Look out, you'll be struck by lightning if you stand out in the rain, like the crazy ones who get too close to the one who lends his name. I can hear the distant thunder, I can see the lightning fly. All around me tremble and shout, we're gonna die. But strike me with your lightning, Lord, that comes straight from your side. Oh, Holy Spirit, let your tongues of fire open up my eyes. Let me know the joys of loving you. Let me feel your presence near. Let me shout the goodness of your coming one when I see your Son appear. For no one knows the hour, no one knows the day, but when you see...
Next song's a song about all of us. We have a tremendous opportunity in our life to fail. That's what the world would teach us. The word they like to use most often is be careful. Be careful out there. But I would like to think that somehow God has given us a tremendous opportunity to succeed as well. If indeed there is any victory, there lies victory in Christ's resurrection from the dead. And that he, being the first risen from the dead, has given us the opportunity to follow in his resurrection. And I think that all of us probably have the same attitude, that when things are done and they open the books and they read off the names, that our name's in the book. I mean, I hope that that's the case. And I look back at David, and I look at David, and David had a tremendous opportunity to fail. When they were choosing kings, he was just a youth, as the Bible says, and he had a ruddy complexion. I like that part. And he was but a shepherd, and he smelled like the sheep. And the people all around, they said, but what about this one? He's tall and handsome. That's the way they picked Saul, you know. He stood way above the others. But God spoke to the people and said, I want this little guy to be my king. Later, Scripture records that he was a man after God's own heart. And yet, this David was also an adulterer and a murderer and a liar. But one thing you see when you read the Psalms is that he knew how to repent. And he knew his place. And he had a real understanding of God's power and his majesty. And to that effect, I would say that God truly reigned in David's heart. And if there's any place for victory, it would be there, that God might reign in our hearts and make a difference with our lives. Defeated and down and covered in shame by the sin that had brought him low, David regretted his life had ever come. But repentant and still he returned to the will of the God that did love him so, restoring life through a great sacrifice, he came that we might grow. A tax collector, a lady of the night, some from the left and some from the right. He didn't seem to hide from what they. Spoke the truth he'd known from his youth, the truth that could set them free.
He said, what you are now doesn't matter somehow. What matters is what you will be. For there's only one who is holy, one who knows everything. There's only one who holds all powers and kings, and he causes us to sing. He reigns with power and majesty, and he calls us to live in harmony. He's offering the ways of victory,
so we might live eternally.
You think you've let him down and failed him somehow? You think you'd be better off dead? Is that the way you cope with your sin and your shame? Oh, but if you are brave enough just to try to stand up for what you believe, he will honor your vow with his heavenly power and the gift of there's only one who is holy, one who knows everything. There's only one who holds all power in his hands, and he calls us to see. He reigns with power and he calls us to live. He's offering
it's heavy. The weight just drags me down. When I try to walk alone with no one else around, but I'll turn to my brothers when I'm broken and afraid. There with my sisters, I can praise his name. I'm strong, standing so proud and tall. Just when I think I'm standing firm, that's when I'd surely fall. And it seems like I would learn, after falling so many times, when I'm broken and afraid. There with my sisters, I can praise the name of Jesus.
Yeah, can we back that tape up about 4 or 5 minutes here? Get rid of that last song, at least parts of it.
Get down here towards the end. Tell the kids it's just a little while longer. He's not a kid anymore. But there's a young man sitting between you two. Tell him, Josh. Jesus is going to come back one of these days. And from my understanding of the scripture, it says he'll come like a thief in the night. No man knows the hour, no man knows the day. If you knew, you'd probably get up and lock the door. That kind of deal, right? Because if you knew at the hour the thief was coming, you'd get up and you'd bar the door. I mean, it makes sense. It says, like the lightning flashes from the east to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Zoom. You see lightning over here, and it lights up every place all at once. All flesh shall see it together. Out of Isaiah. Paul says that you'll hear the trumpet shall sound, the cloud shall part, and you shall see the Son of Man coming with power from on high. It says, dead in Christ shall rise first, and then those who are yet still alive shall be carried up to meet them in the air. Jesus rose from the dead, and he was changed. His body could go through walls. It glowed like nobody's business. As the phrase is, like a launderer, no launderer on earth could ever make them white. And he appeared to many for a period of days, and then he was taken into heaven. He ascended, and there were a couple of angels standing by the disciples. The disciples were sitting there going, I mean, you could just imagine this. I mean, he's walked on water, right? But I mean, he was standing on something. And all of a sudden, of all the things, the angels turn to the disciples and they say, why do you marvel at this? And the disciples go, you mean this happens every day where you're from? It says, as he is departing, so shall his coming again be. Now, if I understand it correctly, I read the stories, he got taken up into the sky. And it says that when he comes again, he will come from the sky. And this is a story that we pass on to our children and their children and their children to let them know when the time does come that this legend about life, all bigger than life, Jesus, is going to come back. And he's going to come back in a certain fashion. And he's going to catch everybody off guard. I mean, Jesus, when he was here, he says, no man knows the hour or the day, not even the Son of Man, but yet that is reserved for my Father in heaven. I mean, we're talking about some very exclusive information here. But he is going to come back. And our job as a parable seem to indicate is to do the Father's bidding while he is away. In John, he told his disciples, behold, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, I might receive you to myself. The intention being that there we might be together for all of time. But I have to go away first. But I will come again. Comfort yourself with these words. Pass the story on. He's got to come back.
Thank you.
kind just seem to disappear as they live their lives in hopelessness, senselessness, and fear. So few know how to speak the truth. They've begun to believe the lies. They don't know that the legend is told. A king will come from the sky. They think instead that life will go on for another billion years. But the legend lives on. The king will come soon. Legend lives on of a kingdom will come when the clouds all roll away. Lightning flashes from his fiery eyes, burning all that sin away. Thunder sounds when he speaks the words people forgot to pray. And ready or not, he will catch you off guard when the clouds all roll away.
From his fiery eyes, burning all that's in the way. Thunder sounds when he speaks the words people forgot to pray. Then ready or not, he will catch you off guard when the clouds all roll away. The legend is all of a kingdom will come when the clouds all roll away. Lightning flashes from his fiery eyes, burning all. Thank you.
Sing one last song. It's a song that you may have heard. It's actually been on the radio a few times on the country stations. Kirk's not the biggest fan of country music, so he doesn't listen to that kind of stuff.
On purpose.
On purpose. But I would just somehow hope that all of the things that we do, not only here in the music that we sing, the music that we've been so graciously given, but in all the aspects of our work, our play, our hobbies, that we might somehow give praise to God through what we do.
Amen.
And when it's all wrapped up and everything, I expect to see you upstairs when they do call the roll. Peg and I and my family are going to be moving to Colorado, for those of you who haven't heard. In about 2 weeks, and it's kind of like an adventure, but you know, there's a lot of things that around here that are going to be, you know, tough to leave. And you know, I've sung with Kim since 1973, and we've done an awful lot together, some many things that we wished we had never done, trips that we wish we've never ever taken, and projects that we wish we would never have ever undertaken. But we've also had the opportunity to do some very fun, enjoyable, exciting, adventurous things. And he's not real adventuresome, I'll be real honest with you. So I keep him honest, at least for a while. But I think enough of it's rubbed off that he's starting to get along on his own now after about these 16 years. So I'm planning on turning him loose on you guys and see what you can do with him. As far as Kirk goes, Kirk joined us in 1978. He wasn't doing anything at the time other than rotting and wasting his talents. He was trained as a classical violinist when he was little, and it didn't stick. Thank goodness. He wanted to be a rock and roller, and every now and then he gets the opportunity to let some of that out. So it's been a real adventure with Kirk. Kirk writes all these very, very interesting lyrics. I don't know. I put the names down here just so that you kind of get an idea of who wrote what. And you can probably see the difference in some of the songs. Okay, he just writes in a little different fashion. Of course, Kim, he only wrote one really decent song in the last 10 years. And I think he's afraid to do any of his other songs, which are really good, just because they don't quite match up to the other ones. So. But
stigma.
It's a stigma, yes.
So. I just can't play them. I can sing them real good.
Yeah. But anyway, we appreciate all you coming out. And for many of the faces that we've seen over the last 8-10 years, some of you have been around for a long time, like us. And we're going to miss you. When you're in Colorado, drop in. We'll leave our address someplace.
Where you can't find it.
Yeah, just at least give us a month or so to set up shop and get the dogs put away. Ready to sing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One, two, three. May all our hallelujahs, when spoken and heard, be
the heartfelt thanks to thee, dear Lord, and not just lovely words. And with each passing moment
good night.